Welcome to the Destiny Addicts podcast. If you want to find a group of committed guardians in your local time zone, meet face to face and contribute to others outside the world of Destiny, this podcast is for you. In this week's podcast, it's all about Legend Tardy skins, emotes, or something like that. Whatever. All right, it's Destiny Addicts Podcast, episode 37. Now, 37 is quite special to me. I didn't give you this in the pre-podcast stuff, you know, Gibbo and Sin. I don't know if you've ever seen the... What is it? It's a movie called Clerks?
I am aware of this movie, yes.
It's been a while.
It has been a fucking long time, but I'm mildly familiar with the works of Kevin Smith.
And if I said 37, would that help?
No.
Probably not if it's been that long.
No.
Is it going to be
one of these really bizarre, obscure references that only the person trying to make the reference is going to get?
But that was when one of the main guys went into it. It was right at the start of the movie, and he was talking to his girlfriend. Then he was like, "Well, how many guys have you been with?" And she's just like, 37. He's like, 37? And she's like, "No, it's just BJ's."
Bushman, is 37 the number of guys that you've been with?
Try 38.
That's a bit low.
He's just one-upping some fictional character on a 25-year-old Kevin Smith film. You go, Bushman.
It would have been more epic if he would have actually clipped it and had it ready for his little soundboard thing.
Yeah, it would have been clever.
I actually thought about doing that, and then I forgot.
I'm sorry, I can't be on this podcast anymore. You did not prepare. Goodbye.
I've got some new soundboard issues, and I think Kenny Gibbo would be quite happy with them.
I'm not going to be happy with anything from your soundboard, to be honest. But okay, let's listen to the latest disaster that you've got to lay on me, and then go from there.
Oh, it has to come at the right time.
I wait with bated breath. Bushman.
Oh dear, seeing you haven't got anything new on your end, have you?
Shit, I haven't really played much of anything. Nothing new. I was sick last week. Feeling a lot better now, actually. Now that it's the new year, going to be back into playing and back into my normal routine, my normal shenanigans.
So you don't have to go to the toilet very often?
Oh, no. He was waiting for that. He was so weak.
He was. Look at him. That's a brand new one. He's just trying. Really? It sounds like the most original thing that I've ever heard, Bushman. Thank you. So how many more of these really badly set up jokes am I going to have to sit through before you run out of material?
I can only think of one more that I'll be going through when we go through the Destiny update, and then it's just opportune stuff, whether or not you do some activities that I'm waiting for.
Good. Opportune.
And if I remember what number to press on my keyboard.
Yeah. Does he have the sensor sound so when you say mid-podcast, he can beep you automatically?
Oh, I should do something for that. No, that would be a good idea. No, I haven't got it.
Because what'll happen is it'll be like... and then beep will be like 2 seconds after.
It's completely late, and there's just C-bombs littering podcast.
That's right, and from now on it'll just be beeps afterwards, so everyone gets to hear the real word.
Yeah, so it's like, beep.
We've turned a corner.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good corner, but it's turned.
Yeah, it's nothing special, believe me.
Yeah, so like, I guess, look, do we just jump straight into it? Do we jump into the update?
That's what she said.
The developer's update for LO.
I'll jump straight, right?
I guess we should. I mean, there's fuck all else happening in Destiny 2 at the moment, so this is the big one, really, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She would know if it was the big one, so let's get it.
Hello.
Well, I actually have got a bit of a surprise for you guys. I've got...
cash, Deej money. I'm finally going to get paid.
I actually got Deej on the phone, so I'll just...
Here we go. Sound effect time. Let's go.
Hang on. Just wait. I've got to get him up. I've got to dial the number.
You've got to get him up, did you say?
Hang on. He's coming. All right. I'll put him on live. Here we go. Oh, Jesus. I think he's giving me the wrong fucking number.
Are you fucking serious? Is that your joke?
Yeah, that was my joke. Was it funny?
No, it fucking wasn't.
No,
I'm laughing because it's so fucking corny.
Oh, do you want to laugh again? All right, here we go.
Fucking really? Bushman, you're reaching new levels of desperation to try out every single last fucking thing that you've got. This is depressing.
So he wasn't available, so we'll just have to move on to our analysis.
Maybe
next time. Well, now we've reached out to say we're ready for you to come on board, because it wasn't real. Uh-huh. I actually didn't have his number. Just, I don't know if you realise.
Really? You could have fooled me.
Yeah. But next time you're on, if he gets in touch with us, we'll be fine.
I'm sure that we're high on Deej's priority list.
Well, not only that, but I'm sure those that sweet long distance calls from Australia to the United States would probably be super expensive. So he probably would just be jumping into Discord anyway.
Discord. We'll put Craig on.
I bet Deej is fucking loaded. You know that he's on like a profit share with something like that. That's why
a profit share of -$1 million at the moment.
Well, that's what the Eververse was there for, wasn't it? It was just to line Deej's pockets.
If anybody hates on that, they should go smack themselves in the mirror, because if I had the opportunity to make a shitload of money, I would.
So what you're saying is you fully support the Eververse in its current format and everyone else is wrong.
I support business and making money. I'm not saying that wrong or indifferent, but businesses are out to make money, so. Yeah.
Give me some of that fat glimmer.
But do you want a quick buck, or do you want to stick around? If they want 10 years of shit, you can't piss off your customers. If you want to be in it with the short term, fine, chuck Eververse in, but...
You've got to make it sustainable. I think it's a good long-term strategy because it supports people coming back and buying not just a one-time product. It supports people buying periodically or regularly. I support the idea. I'm not saying that they executed it well, and yes, they did put a lot of shit behind the paywall on it, but I think it's a good idea, and I think it's a good strategy as a business to make money, because that's what businesses are. Businesses that make games, businesses that are out there, these are not... They don't have a red cross in front of their building. They're not just charities. They don't just give away. They're there to make money. They're there to make money for themselves and the people that work for them. And that's when all we do is work. That's what we need to do. We need to make money. That's how we live and that's how we survive.
They are there to make money, yes. However, when they use, let's say, business models that are akin to the Lehman Brothers disaster... that's where we have problems. Like, do you think that makes Luke Smith the Bernie Madoff of the Destiny universe?
I think that they acknowledge the issue, and I think if they fix it going forward, then they are not relying wholly on that one revenue stream, that it is only a part of their whole business strategy. So when they outlined and they had that cute little picture, that cute little infographic of what's going to be in the Eververse, I think that when they fix that and make all those changes, it's only going to bring in a little bit of revenue compared to what it could have potentially brought in. And I think they're okay with that. And I think that's a good strategy to have. I don't think raping people is a good strategy either.
Computer says no. Oh, that could be a good sound part.
No, can't.
Computer says no. Because that's an English thing.
What? Fuck off, Bob.
Again, good for business, and I think the changes they'll make going forward will be fantastic, and I think it'll give them the money they want without making their customers feel put off.
Well, I think they'll get the money that they want through people going, hey, this game's really good, I'm going to buy this expansion.
Have we brought this up? I would be willing to pay subscription for Destiny. Would you two both be willing or not?
Not in its current personal format.
I didn't do it for Warcraft.
Right now, I'd rather have a wooden spoon inserted into my ear.
That's pretty random.
I'd rather inflict random acts of pain on myself than go through a subscription model for the game as it could.
Okay, so if they didn't fuck everything up, if the game was on track, would you
if
be
the game was totally different?
Not the game. The gun. Everyone agrees the gunplay and the core mechanics and all that stuff is good. Yeah. But if they fixed all the, I mean, let's face it. If you know, Eververse wouldn't. If they had a subscription model, Eververse wouldn't be there. They would be able to focus on what the community wanted because the community is the one that's paying for it. So they would actually listen and be up to, you know, like they could push back at Activision and say, well, the community wants this and the community's paying for this shit. So let's not worry. You know what I mean? Like, and they could even still have Eververse for purely cosmetic reasons because they don't need it.
You know what though? We're never going to get there because Bungie have shown a strong aptitude for needing more time than they usually give themselves to deliver on something.
And they've got three studios, right? I don't know.
You saw that it turned out that Destiny 2 was also rebooted halfway through its development.
Yes.
What was that? How many times do we need to make the same fucking mistakes? Like Jason Schreier over at Kotaku must fucking love Bungie for all the column inches that he can get out of him. Because
column inches.
There's a good old fashioned British newspapery type word. I've just realized after saying it that it's also a fantastic cock joke as well, isn't it?
A column inch. Is that vertical or horizontal?
Pick one, baby. Whatever floats your boat. But it's just a mess. Like I honestly don't have enough faith in Bungie right now to believe that they'd be able to pull off a subscription model.
Oh no. They're a long way off it.
So let's imagine that it's not made by Bungie, it's not a first person shooter, and it's on PC only, and it's like a third person fantasy.
Are we
going in the wrong direction? Okay.
Bit of WoW. That's pretty. That's
yeah, yeah. Suddenly it starts working.
Well, let's face it. Is WoW the only subscription-based model that's worked over time? Everything else has gone free to play. That started. Am I wrong?
And I couldn't get into Warcraft because of that. Because the little time that I wanted to play it did not make sense for me spending $10-$15 a month to play one or two times a month. So,
yeah.
For me, who's a little more casual than the hardcore players, does not work. So.
See,
I did it,
but I jumped on about a year or two, maybe even 3 years after it started, but I came into it knowing about the whole addiction. now I'm addicted to Destiny. But I came into it knowing that, you know, WoW was highly addictive. So I went in there going, I'm going to do this, and as soon as I get max level, I'm out. So there was an end game for me, and I specifically remember the time when I got to max level. And I was part of a clan, but not. There was no voice, it was just chat and a couple of people, and I wasn't close to anyone. And as soon as I hit max level, I was talking to someone at the time. Oh, I hit max level, I'm done. And he goes, no, now it's just beginning. And I'm like, no, it's not. I'm out. I'm done. And I cancelled my subscription, and that was it. I was done. But
you absolute fucking idiot.
No, I just saved a shitload of money, didn't I?
You played a game like Warcraft right up until the end game started. You know what? You are
right up to the weapon grind.
Yeah. You're the casual player that they accidentally made Destiny 2 for.
The difference was I didn't
exactly talk to why Destiny Addicts podcast
there was,
exists.
There was no connection.
Yeah,
because I like talking to people now.
Not because
if I didn't talk to people, I wouldn't be an
idiot.
Oh, that's so rude. I'm so offended.
Lies.
Go on, have you got a sound effect for it?
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Oh, I did that. But really, I've got this memorized.
That worked so well.
Nine.
Oh,
nine
my
is...
God. All right, so should we get back to the development update then? Because we've successfully
I think we've covered it. Okay, Kendo Gibbo was a little bit concerned because I had normally we have zero pages of documents and we've got three. And he's like, we've got three pages? What are we going to do? We're not going to go through this shit.
It's not.
All of it's numbers from his sound machine. That's all they are. Numbers from his sound machine.
Overall, the Neververse changes. What do we reckon?
Yeah, it's good. Of course, it's good. They're taking shit away from, either RNG payment or just not being available to people, and actually making it worth playing for. That can only be a good thing.
Yep. Sin, what do you reckon? Good, bad, well, ugly.
We talk about the overall update or just Eververse?
Just Eververse so far. Then we'll maybe do a.
I think that's great. I mean, I only spent $10 last season in the Eververse, and it's kind of a little bit disappointing for me because, even though I support that model as a business, disappointing part for me is because there was an emote that I wanted, and I wasn't going to spend that kind of money to get it. I just had to let it go. Yeah. I think the changes that they make are going to be great. Obviously, emotes are one of the things that are going to be, if you see that cute little thing that they got, the little infograph, customization items, boons, and emotes are going to be electively purchased or earned through Eververse.
Okay, some of them will.
Yes.
Now, so the only thing that I want to do, and it's not just this season, but there'll always be one little fucking thing, and everyone likes a selfie emote. We all want it.
Yes.
If they don't put the selfie fucking emote up for purchase, that's when I'll get shitty. If everyone wants the same thing and they don't put that up for purchase throughout the season because they want people to do the...
Oh, for fuck's sake. There we go. I knew...
Then I'll be shitty. Yeah, you got it? Did I make my point?
I did get the fact that you set yourself up for using your soundboard again through a three-page running dog. You asshole.
I was using that as a potential opportunity. But no, that's exactly what... So, happy for them to do it as long as they don't fuck it up again, which they might.
Yeah, given their current track record, I don't think you can guarantee a smooth ride on this one.
Oh, and you know what they haven't done? You know what they should have done? I just thought of this right then. As an act of good faith, why did they... And they've done this a couple of times in Destiny 1. Why didn't, after the update, they say, log in for a special prize and send everyone the selfie emote as a thank you? Sorry, we fucked up. They've done nothing. They've had no goodwill given for free to the community. Why haven't they done something like that?
They did give the emblem away in the Curse of Osiris comic. That was free.
Yeah, but you had to be able to read Morse code to get that.
Well, somebody did. I, of course, didn't. I got it secondhand.
Yeah.
Mine was secondhand smoke that I got, basically.
Secondhand, so it had it was a bit scuffed around the edges. There was a bit of poo on the side.
Already beat up and a little sloppy.
Yeah. So you got a blue waffle instead of the emblem.
Oh, poor genius.
Oh, that's upset.
I heard he told you last week that I snuck that in on Discord and made him look, since he didn't want to look up during that one episode.
Yes. I think we all saw it, mate.
Got to push it out, don't you?
That's what she said.
I think Rare Unicorn put it up, actually, didn't she?
I don't think so. On the
Discord. No, this was in host admin chat. I posted it out of general just so nobody else had to... Bear it.
No. I'm talking about the I was talking about the code reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Code.
Oh, right. Yeah. I didn't expect we were still talking about the blue waffles.
I should do it something with blue. What's a noise for a blue waffle? There is no noise for that.
Would it be something like this? No.
That might get you some blue waffles, but...
Hello.
Do it nice and slow. Okay. All right, so I think we covered that.
So the Eververse, yeah. Tess can take her blue waffle and fuck off. We want stuff to be purchasable if you guys really want to spend your money. Otherwise, yeah, stuff in game. Get that, the fact that we can actually get rewarded for playing this game with stuff other than fucking tokens. Amazing.
Yeah.
I like
Crimson Days is going to give out an exotic sparrow. That's nice. It'll
be you know what? Best. Crimson Days, that's... that every time I hear that name, I think about that time of the month when my wife gets even more angry with me.
I thought you were going to talk about the red ghost, which I guess is another analogy for that, really, isn't it?
The red ghost.
The red ghost. It's probably better than the chocolate ghost, which is might be what you need.
Well, it's what you do when it's Crimson Days.
It's maybe what you do, given it, right?
Yeah.
How many men? 38?
38, yeah. No chocolate ghosts.
Yeah, chocolate ghosts.
37!
37! 37 chocolate ghosts.
That's upsetting.
So, what about?
So, let's move on then.
Let's move on. Masterworks. So, yeah. Masterwork armor. Now, maybe when you're like a roaming super in Crucible, having lots of Masterwork armor is going to be nice. Otherwise,
I want to be able to kill the guy with a roaming super.
Let's imagine that you're a Celestial Nighthawk hunter in PvE.
In the Crucible.
PvE. No, in PvE. PvE.
You're talking be a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Let's imagine.
I'm going to kill you really good.
You're a Celestial Nighthawk hunter and you've got your Masterwork armor. You're like, okay, I'm going to be harder to kill for the 2 seconds that my super is active, and then it's gone again. Like, fuck, is that the best that they could come up with for Masterwork armor? Like, it's
no, they can re-roll it. Come on,
great
for the roaming supers. It'll be great. So, your arc staff, your pole dancer for a hunter, that'll be fantastic because you won't be as squishy. Yeah.
What, the night? No, the Night Stalker is not.
Not for the Night Stalker, not for Nova Bombs.
Dawnblade would be alright, wouldn't it?
So the winners in Masterwork armor are Titans because all of their fucking supers are roaming supers.
Yep. Fucking Titans.
Fucking Titans. But then
are you a Titan sin or?
I play Titan main on PC and Warlock main on PS4, so I play both.
So as you heard last episode, it's easy mode and easy mode 2.
Oh, great.
According to Genius.
Now, hunters, I will say, I did make a hunter on PC, but I haven't really leveled him up. Hunters are great for Crucible just because they are so agile. And the ability to be able to cloak or disappear and to get out of those tough spots. Yeah. To basically disappear and be able to get out of like sticky situations because they are so agile. They're great for Crucible. I'd say, and from what I've seen.
Yeah.
I've got to say that
I picked a hunter.
The best utility I get out of a hunter is to have like an extra 60 odd inventory slots that I can store my equipment that I'm not using in.
Oh,
do you like that segue, Bushman? Do you like the segue?
This is further down. This is my pet fucking hate out of everything. Right, look, we'll get to the overall. Overall, I think it's fine. Like they've done blah blah blah. We'll get to that. But the one thing I truly fucking hate
is it?
In season 3, we're going to give you an extra whatever 150 new things, which you actually get to get, and we'll give you 50 fucking slots to put them in.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's fucking crazy, isn't it? And you know what? Like they mentioned, we're going to give you an exotic tab for your vault. Like, great! I have only got two exotic ships and
where are we gonna
two
put those
exotic
ships?
Sparrows. It's like
on your players. You put them on your players. You don't need to put them in the vault.
Yeah, I don't want them in my vault. I'm gonna be fucking using them. For the love of God!
Especially if they give us the four wheel emote thing.
Yeah, right? Like, all of my emotes are going to be on my character. All of my exotic vehicles are going to be on my character. What I want is a ship kiosk or a sparrow kiosk. Yeah, a shit kiosk. So, like, if I've had one that's, like, fucking runny lava, I can go and select it from there. If I've had one that's like leaves me like a bullet wound or with an asshole like the Japanese flag, I can leave it there. If I've had one that comes out like a flock of sparrows, then maybe I could leave that there as well.
So just to recap, did you just say your butthole like the Japanese flag? So did you just say your butthole is a giant red gaping hole?
Yeah.
After a curry?
Yeah. It's like you go out, you have a night on the Vindaloo, you have a couple of beers, and then the next morning, it's like you're giving birth to a Balrog.
Balrog? Jeez, I haven't heard that name for a while.
Yeah, get that. A little bit of Lord of the Rings in the Destiny Addicts podcast there for you, fucking nerd.
So the only thing I can, now that I've looked at that, and they're bringing this in when? I think, is this the one for spring?
It starts at the end of this month, doesn't it? And they're going to, I think they've got a couple of things that they're going to roll out this season, and then there's something else that they're going to roll out in spring, and then there's something like, season four or five later on.
January 30th is the Masterwork Armor update and the Raid Reward rework, which is cool. I think the Raid Reward rework is definitely a good idea.
Can't say anything about it.
Yeah, February is going to be a large chunk than spring. They definitely have a
February's going to be like D1. We're going to make everything like D1.
We're finally going to be back to where we were 6 months ago, and then we're going to start all over again. Right?
Except for mods 2.0, which will be there, which might be there, it might not.
So
which is fine.
I am quite excited actually about mods 2.0. Only for the fact that they can't make it any worse. So like if they do actually do something to make mods feel special and unique, and to make me actually think for even 2 seconds, do I want this mod or do I want that mod? As opposed to right now, it's like, I don't give a fuck, I want the extra 5 light, it doesn't matter, give me that fucking mod and I'll just slap it straight on. Like, as long as there's a bit more thought that I can put into the mods that I want to put, especially on fucking weapons, because weapon mods are just redundant at this point, I'll be happy with it. I think that's what I'm most excited to see.
So what type of mods do you want if they're going to bring in a new one?
I want something that's going to give my Exo Warlock a 20-foot long telescopic penis.
Oh Jesus!
It's called the callous penis. Just saying.
Yeah. And it's
callous penis mod.
And it's got to be at least as wide as a Coke can.
So does that give you extra striking distance?
That's what she said.
Go go gadget callous penis.
Yeah. Or I want X-ray eyes that show me what Ikora is wearing underneath her long coat.
I do not want that.
Why not? I don't like her.
I'll get to that later on.
He prefers Eris Morn.
I definitely don't
want to see. Oh, I could see her eyes for a change. That'd be nice.
Does she not have eyes? She's going to have eyes like piss holes in the snow, isn't she?
Piss holes in the snow.
I'd imagine it looks like, if you all watch Walking Dead, when Carl got his eye shot out, it's like that nice eyeless socket, but there's like 3 of them, so she's got like these cavernous holes in her head where the eyes used to be, and they're all black and infected and nasty.
Sexy. Do you reckon she'd let me put a wiener in one?
Probably. I mean, if it's nice and infected, it's probably nice and moist and gooey, so I mean, why not?
Yeah, it would be like giving myself a posh wank with some baby lotion.
Posh wank.
Yeah. Actually, I think technically a posh wank is when you use a Johnny, isn't it? Let me search that. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
I don't know what to say.
Speechless. That's a first.
Posh wank.
Yeah. No, I think that has happened before, I'm pretty sure.
So the other cool thing that's coming to Crucible in spring is Crucible rank and private matches and 6v6.
Fucking 6v6. Okay, posh rank. To wank using a condom or if you're really posh, to get your butler to do it.
Can we add things? Can Destiny Addicts Podcast add things to Urban Dictionary? Because you added something, I think, which was, you know, baby oil. I think if that's not on there, I think that's fair and reasonable.
There's a second one. Like, it's, it seems that you're allowed to put, you know, repeat information of the same stuff. So number two posh rank is that they've expanded on it very slightly. And it says to masturbate having first gone to the trouble of donning a condom. Yeah, I like the idea that you don't just put a Johnny on, you don a Johnny. Yeah, that makes it sound like something special.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
Talking about special.
Posh wanks.
Good segue. Yeah, posh wanks. And our team members are displayed on your map.
Ah, yes, the mini map.
We had it, last time you and I played Kindergi, though, you're like, oh, mate, where are you? No, I don't know. Where are you? Where's that? Oh, it's up top. Oh, no, okay, all right, I'll go. Like, at least I could see you on the friggin' map. On the mini map, like, you can actually
yeah,
see.
True.
That's very exciting. That's probably the most exciting thing I thought was there.
So, let's. if you had to pick, obviously, Bushman, we know what your most infuriating thing is, it's the vault. For me, it's the fact that it's, we're not going to see bulk shader dismantling until autumn.
Yes, yeah, I've got that in there. That's it. If you actually read down the list, I've got
it
on
you,
there.
Yeah, are you fucking, are you having a laugh? Autumn.
Shader isn't dismantling. So it takes 1 year to
give us a delete all option.
To delete all option.
Yeah. Oh,
because they're good at doing that with... God. So, what, a week or two ago, I actually accidentally... So I went through all the trouble of going through all the public events and the Crucible things to upgrade one of the... what do they call it? The verses. So I've gone there. It's been a while since I've done a verse. I think it was the second one. I'm like, okay. So I just you know, put it near the forge and press square to get it to go. So I fucking deleted it.
You deleted it by mistake.
Yeah.
You're like,
where's
okay,
the are you sure
to...
button? So why would there even be an option of deleting this after going through all of that time? What benefit would anyone have of deleting a verse that's been completed?
You know what I like the best about that system, though, is those
the
verses...
Bob fucked himself up.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like the fact that you've lost a fucking gun and that you're never going to get it. No, it's that... For all of those things, there's like 11 guns from Vance, and they all go to your inventory. But their exotic weapon quests all take a fucking primary slot, and the Legend of Acrius, I still haven't fucking defeated Kallus, is still sat in my fucking heavy slot, just taking it out.
Do you know what you... Hang on, because I advanced that one for the first time, so...
Wait. Did you see... I thought you finished Kallus already on PS4.
No, we did Argos.
The Argos.
Oh. I see how it is.
You were going to help me through.
And you were
going to
help you
started throwing up all over the place.
And
if I wasn't puking my brains out.
You chose... Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'll admit.
Why are they all playing?
I can't find the right one.
How many buttons have you pushed?
He said, toilet one? Fuck, I'm just going to press them all.
It's too late.
You know what?
Press number 9 for me.
Number 4. Oh, number 9? What's that? Oh, even you had a fucking...
You know what you are, Bushman? You're the fucking podcasting equivalent of the fighting game noob who just mashes the fucking buttons as much as he can and manages to beat everyone.
So you're going to the toilet, yeah?
I've forgotten what I was fucking saying. I'm done.
So you're going to the toilet and you were just thinking,
one final push, Guardian. That's all I ask. Do it.
All right.
And I'm done.
That is
I'm
good.
I'm putting the keyboard down now.
That,
I'm done.
That all the things you I've get. Heard. Bushman, I will give you 1 point.
That's episode 40.
That puts you on a grand total of one.
Oh, no more. I would say 15.
That was okay, pretty good.
Now we are really fucking lost. Now I don't even know where I'm going.
We were still talking about the development.
Legend of, and the fact that Sin couldn't help you get through the.
Because he was pissing rusty water out of his arsehole for an extended period of time.
And vomiting.
Yeah, vomiting up, weren't you?
Yeah. And vomiting. What, was it coming out of both ends?
No, it was primarily just at that point just out of my mouth.
This is lovely talk. I hope no one's eating dinner with me.
This is like...
Well, never eat dinner when you're listening.
So I have to tell you this.
Quality podcast.
So it started at work, and it's like after lunch, so I think it was something that I ate, my stomach started declining. So about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like starting to lose it. Like I can feel me starting to get sick. So I walk back to the bathroom. I get into one of the stalls. And mind you, the first stall that you get to is a handicap one. So it's the big one. It's open. You got plenty of area of shenanigans.
Handles.
Yeah. So I close the door and I turn and I start turning around to like put my head towards the toilet and it comes out and it splatters all the way over the wall, all over the toilet, onto the floor. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I proceed to do it like a couple more times, but like the second couple times was like all in the toilet. So I felt bad because we do have a cleaning crew, so I tried to clean it up, but there was no way I was getting next to the toilet because
public toilets
are just fucking gross. I got paper towels, and I tried to flush them. Fortunately, the paper towels went down the toilet. So, and then the second time at work, because I work at a dealership, I'm at, as a manager, we call them a tower. It's the center little hub of the showroom where I can see all my salespeople. The other manager who was out this week, November, he had pneumonia, but he didn't find out till after the fact. He went to the bathroom because it was coming out of his ass, and I'm sitting up at the tower.
This is a very sharing podcast. Yeah. very sharing workplace. I mean,
yeah. So, I'm sitting up at the tower, which is in the public space where all the salespeople are looming
You're
around.
In the tower.
Plus, yeah, that's what it's called, the sales tower.
You were playing.
Sales tower.
You were playing Destiny at work. Okay.
So there was I had to puke again, and there was no way I was going to make it to the bathroom. So I had to just lean down into my trash can and just let it rip in my trash can.
Yes. Only a real boss has thrown up into a dustbin at work. Like that's fucking quality.
I know I can't go anywhere, so I'm just going to fucking vomit right in my trash can and suck it up.
Yeah, at least you went, shit, what can I do? Just pull your shirt forwards and blah all over the inside of your clothes.
Oh, I've got a vomit story. So I was in Russia, as you do, as a 17, 18-year-old on Rotary Exchange. And I was going through Catherine the Great's castle.
Mother Nature, fuck you.
I knew you had something coming soon. That wasn't me. It wasn't me. I promise.
It's that What the Forecast. It's the app that they talked about on DTP, and a lot of people have been in that community been talking about. It's very vulgar. So it tells you about the weather.
Is it random or?
Yeah. Like the one earlier was like, my nipples are so fucking hard they could cut glass. Like it's so fucking cold. My nipples are so damn hard they could cut glass. Yeah. And it changes all the time, so you never know what it's going to be, and you can change your profanity level. So I turn mine all the way on.
Yeah.
All right. Continue your Russian story.
Russian story. Yeah, yeah.
Please,
so I was just walking through, feeling not well, and I don't know if it was alcohol or just being unwell. I think it was actually being unwell, and probably a bit of both. And so I started vomiting. I'm like, I'm in the middle of like this is tourist center and all these things, and I'm like, oh, there's a vase. There's a vase. I'll go. No, I can't do that. It's probably worth $1 million. Got to vomit. Had to swallow it. So I had to swallow it. I don't know if you've ever swallowed vomit. It's not particularly nice.
There was no way that I was going to be able to do that the last time. If you have to puke a lot. Now, if you like, it's like just a little bit, I can understand maybe sucking it up and doing it. But if it's coming,
well, it was funny. You had to vomit, and I had to suck it in. Gross. So a little bit still spread on the person in front of me, which I don't know that they realized. But I had to suck it, and then I had to suck it in, and then I had to swallow it. It wasn't the best experience of my life, but...
But it does sound like sucking it and swallowing is something that you've done before, Bushman.
38.
39.
So talking about disgusting things at work. So Jana, do you remember Jana from...
Yes.
He's from Brussels or something. So he's popped something in, we're having a chat, and he's like, oh, nice podcast, by the way. And he's got here. Had a bit of a problem when they were burping, though. I didn't have my headset on, and I was in the office, open floor workplace. Got some strange looks every time that it happened. Like, wait, after the first time you get a strange look, put your headphones on.
what I think is, actually, Jana was listening to our podcast out in the open through speakers.
Yes.
You think is he doing it right now? Hello, all of Jana's colleagues. Fuck, shit, balls, piss, wank, ass, motherfucker.
Wait a minute. I thought... No.
Push me, Kendo. Get the burps going.
Yeah. Kendo, it's supposed to go exactly like this. Shit, yeah, piss, fuck, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat.
Blink 182. I know. Look at this.
It's actually, Blink was not the one who came up with that. I believe the original was by George Carlin.
Oh, really?
George Carlin, yes.
Ah, you're even older than me then.
No. But I know the origin story of it.
No.
Because it's the it's like all the dirty words you couldn't say on TV at the time.
Ooh. Nice. Very good. Very good.
We're not on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've probably just got Jana fired. Jana, if you've been fired as a result of this, but just keep it playing. Jana's boss, it's not his fault. I'm really sorry. Don't fire the guy. He's really good, and he needs to take me through a few more raids before you fire him. Like, once I've cleared Callus, then you can fire him. That's fine.
And just a quick note for Jana's boss is I cuss all the time at work, and I'm the fucking boss. So I'll say whatever the fuck I want to my salespeople or the clients if they piss me off enough.
Or the clients.
Oh, I have. I've laid into people before. If they've been ridiculous... Absolutely not. I will not tolerate it. Because at the end of the day, we are people, and I'll treat you nice. But as soon as you're an asshole and you're a dick and you're loud and obnoxious, no.
Hang
on a minute. Don't you live in America?
Yes. Yes.
How do you get any money?
What do you mean? How do I get any money?
Isn't everyone that walks through your door an obnoxious?
Now, like. Customers like
I've just alienated 60% of our audience, right?
So three people.
I love you guys. I'm just shitting you.
I had one customer, this bitch, I swear, was drunk. And excuse my language. She called on the phone and kept cutting me off, and I said, well, first of all, you're gonna let me finish so you can hear what I have to say. And she says, well, excuse me, you can hang up now. All right, click. If you want to be like that and be ridiculous, it's coming right back at you. Because what are you going to do? You're going to write a review and say, I was a and these people were back? Okay. Because you know if you write a review, I'm going to tell people how it really was. And I'm going to blast you back. So
what do you think? What do you think our running total for podcast is?
See, now you're putting your hand up to do this one this week.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I haven't pulled out this one. Week?
I'm being clean. You're busy. You've got to tell your customers to fuck off. Got a few complaints to deal with.
Bushman, did you just say that you've never pulled out of a...
No, I said I haven't pulled out a... this podcast.
You just did again.
I begged a very long time.
Yeah,
we're up to 37.
You let me on.
Up to 37.
Oh, I just did it then, didn't I? Yeah. Jesus. I didn't even think about it. There's another one.
Yeah. Yana's going to be fired. Fired.
Sorry, Jana. But at least now you're going to have a lot more spare time to take me through that raid.
I even told a customer once, because he was being rude and his wife was sitting there giving looks. I said, well, if you continue being disrespectful, you can just walk right out the fucking door. Like, right in front of his wife, because he was being an asshole to me and the salesperson. And no. You don't have to buy a car from me. I don't have to sell you a car. You don't have to buy a car from me, so... It's a two-way street.
guess on the outcome that potentially he didn't make a purchase with you?
He did, and so did the asshole that I hung up on.
Yep. He bought it.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
You have to remember,
that's top quality
stuff. Psychology-wise, you know, most of the time if people are being assholes, they're one, they're either taking a shot at you, or two, they sometimes need an ass-kicking to put them back in line. I've had a lot of people that have done that. Now, knock on whatever, what I got here, the people that I've gotten...
Is that your penis?
Yeah.
That's very hard, penis. After this, you need to go would. And just yeah, that's, do a bit of a, get a condom.
That sounds very heavy.
Okay, I guess we've got about 3 minutes to go before you blow your load.
So. Nope, I'm all done. We're good.
Too late.
But yeah, the few people that I've gotten harsh with back, they've all bought cars because there's a couple that haven't, but I wouldn't want them to buy anyway because that's just bad surveys waiting to happen. If they're really that much of an asshole, I don't want to sell them a car anyway. And I don't have a problem telling somebody, nope, I'm not going to sell you the car now. This is how this is going to work. I had to threaten somebody one time saying, well, you can either buy the car for this amount of money or you're not going to buy a car at all, and I'll just call the next person who wants it. Because it was a rare vehicle, and they were being asshole about money. I said, nope. I can tell you right now, this is how it's going to be. And you got 5 minutes to decide. And they said, well, yeah. We want the car.
And then you pulled a gun.
Yeah, some people just need that swift ass
kick. I figured out why Genius isn't on.
Why?
Because he's probably he's in the bunker. Maybe he's gone to Hawaii and did you hear about that?
Oh, the fake missile warning. Yeah, but don't forget Genius is Hawaiian, but he lives in Canada, mate.
Yeah. But he might have gone for a trip with the new fam over there. That was fucked up.
Yeah,
why would you send out I accidentally pressed the button. Like, I could accidentally press this button. Did I press that button? Like, that's fucked up. Anyway, that's off topic.
Something else that's mildly off topic, but is in keeping with the podcast, is the...
Which is nothing at the moment, because we haven't talked about Destiny.
We're not on topic at all. We have this huge Destiny 2 development update. And we've spent 10 minutes on it.
Yeah,
the other 37 have been about work.
Yeah, telling people to fuck off. We've got anal sex references, posh wanks. And now my favorite spelling mistake of all time is legend tardy skins and emotes.
Legend tardy.
It's right at the fucking top.
Right at the top.
Crimson Days is coming, February the 13th. Exclusive shit legendary skins emote and an exotic sparrow.
Wait a minute. Is this on the update or is this on Bush's dock?
Yeah, can you imagine?
Crimson Days as well.
Get
a tiny engram.
CG Barrett is penning his development update, which is going to make or break the Destiny community. And he's like, this will get them. Exclusive shit legendary skins emote.
Four Crimson Days.
Reddit would have a fucking baby over something like that.
Take the piss.
Oh dear, that's good.
So that kind of was back on topic.
Yeah, do you like that? Yeah, one thing that I kind of sort of got with this, and it's something that I think I mentioned, it might have been to Genius actually, but Bungie doesn't want us to play PvP, I don't think. Because look at what they're doing. They're saying you're going to get Rumble and 6v6 in autumn.
1 year.
Yeah. You're going to get rankings, but if they tie it to another fucking emblem so that I have to have the same fucking emblem as everybody else just so I can see what my rank is, then that's going to be balls.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Right? They've not had any indication that they're going to publish or create tables for you to see where you are. And look at the amount of weekly reset activity is tied to Crucible. One milestone, call to arms. The rest of it's all fucking PvE. I think...
You could get two if you did lots of Crucible, which is what I end up doing. when you get the clan emote.
But the clan emote is fucking
it's not function.
It's function agnostic, and most of
agnostic.
Do you like that?
Function agnostic. Jesus Christ.
You know what? It's a better word than legend tardy. You dumb fuck.
Emotes,
but
emotes, bro.
Yeah, I can't wait for that emote wheel so that I can use some of my exclusive shit. The
exclusive tiny shit.
But I don't know. It just feels like PvP was a total afterthought in Destiny 2, and I haven't seen much that has really changed my opinion on that. Like all of this, like a lot of this is PvE. If you look at it, like a real big amount is PvE, and I just really hope that they've got PvP changes, big changes coming down for us. Because yeah, having Rumble is going to be good, but if I'm pissed off when I'm playing PvP, then having Rumble in fucking autumn is not going to change the fact that I'm not going to want to play PvP. So I just really hope that they sort that shit out. Rant over. You got a sound effect?
Nope.
Number 9.
What? Yeah. Once you want one.
Give me some more shacks.
Give him number 9. Give him number 9. He wants number 9.
Give me a number 9. Oh, fucking he's fucking typing out his credit card number again.
Was that all of them? That was all of them!
Yes! That's my favourite one.
Was that all of them? That was all of them!
No,
is that
no,
the
Bushman,
one you wanted?
Bushman. When I said that was my favorite one, just once.
Just once is fine.
Thank you.
You need to make yourself a cheat sheet on which one's which and put it like...
I did, but I added extra ones to it and it's too hard.
That's not what she said.
All right, so the one question I've got is I think they haven't mentioned is PvPvE.
Never.
You don't think they'll do PvPvE?
Why, no. Did they do that in the past?
What the fuck did you just say?
I want something new. So PvPvE, so you have two teams, and then you can either shoot each other or there would be an environmental factor. So for me, I'd like you can have a mini boss that everyone kills and you get bonus points for doing that, and then you have to strategy about who kills it, do you stop them killing it, that type of thing. So
okay, that could be interesting. You know what, that's not a bad idea, actually. Like, can you imagine if the Court of Oryx had been like a PvPvE kind of thing, where you had like those level 2 or level 3 bosses that could actually do you some serious harm, and you had other guardians trying to kill you so that you didn't get the kill as well. Like that kind of stuff.
Do you avoid that? Yeah, that's right. Do you avoid that situation?
What? Bushman, you've genuinely surprised me with an actual real idea. Plus 1 point. That puts you on plus 2 for the day. Yeah.
So I was thinking mini boss time, right?
Mini bar.
That mini boss.
PvPv mini bar.
PvPv and the environmental factor will be Suki Ikora, all right? So every time you get a third of a health down, she sooks about something. Like, she'll go, I really didn't like my light, and now it's gone, I don't know what to do, right? And then you have it, then you get another third down, and she talks to us about some other shit where she was sooking.
Like, so I think, Bushman, that you probably should have used a different word from sook, because I think that's a particular word to the Australian language.
Don't know what Suki means.
No.
Suki Lala. You haven't heard of a Suki Lala before.
Does that mean she's horny?
No, it means she's having a sook.
She's having a sook. Thanks for explaining that.
It means she's...
you dumb
twat. She's complaining. She's like, well, what do you call... Okay, what do you call a complainer that's like...
Whining. You could have said whining.
A whining bitch. Okay, so she's a little whining bitch.
Ooh, a whining bitch.
Well,
that's
moaning could mean something different.
That's
you can't
aggressive,
be sooking in bed. I'm not interested in a sooky person in bed. That's not exciting.
So, like, sooky in bed, does that mean that she'll, like, let you do her in the bum?
No, that would just be her crying the whole time. That's not fun for anyone.
The chocolate ghost when it's Crimson Days again.
I think I'm going to have to cut that out. Probably not.
Come on. That's one of the best bits of the whole fucking podcast right there.
Maybe. We'll see. well, that was my... Well, okay, so there was a real thing and some bullshit in there. But look, I guess that's what my thing was. All of this stuff was kind of expected, but there was no
There was nothing new. Big. Yeah, it's new content. It's, you know what it is? It's giving us everything that we moaned about losing when Destiny 2 came out. So it's gotten us to square one. And now I think it's right that we look forwards and say, okay, what's going to be next? Like, what's the next big thing? And I fucking hope it's that we don't have to wait until like the third expansion or the fourth expansion before something truly innovative comes along.
Yeah, and you hope that, but do you think it'll be like they've showed us what it is? It's for the next year. It won't be unless they really do.
I'll be surprised if that's the whole roadmap for the rest of the year. But I won't be surprised if that is.
Well, they're definitely not going to say, "Hey guys, by the way, there's this hidden exotic quest that's coming in about 2 weeks on the Leviathan that you got to go here to do." They're not going to tell you about that hidden shit that they put in there if they do those hidden quests again like they did in the past. Little stuff like that they will never tell you about. But
What I really hope is it's not going to also be something like, "Hey guys, so in summer we're bringing back the Prison of Elders." Like, oh, for fuck's sake, leave me alone. Give me something new.
Vault of Glass Remastered, coming soon.
And it's exactly the same.
I did hear someone saying that might be an option. They might bring back all the D1 stuff.
Old raids. No,
now, if they did that, if they basically bought all the raids into D2 as a for free playable whatever, that would be awesome because it would bring a lot more replayability to D2, and it would prevent and basically leave no reason once they make all these changes for anybody to go back to D1. It'll make a basically a sustainable ecosystem in D2.
I don't think they'll do that because they want people to be playing the stuff on the Leviathan, either the Leviathan raid itself or the Eater of Worlds. And I think they're putting a lot of their kind of stock into raid layers. So
They could play it a little bit to the fact that the original stuff could be a raid layer, quote unquote, and basically, the Leviathan is so big, they could twist the original stuff in whatever way to replay the original stuff. You go into a giant door, and now it's just like you have access or the
They should have done something like that in the fucking Infinite Forest where like you just randomly get any raid boss from Destiny 1. So you jump through a door and there's fucking Oryx staring at you.
I would be super happy if they brought Wrath back. Wrath was my favorite, so.
Wrath was my favorite as well, actually. Like, I think I changed my mind on what my favorite is or was every single week, but I did have a bit of a soft spot for Wrath of the Machine. It was just it was a fun dynamic raid. I liked not standing still all the time. It's good. Anyway, I digress.
They could open a door and off you go and just pick an encounter and
as long as it's not Crota, because that's a fucking horrible raid. Crota, Master General.
No, but you don't need to do the raid. Just do the final boss fight. Just all they probably need to do is I guess you could do all the mini bosses and all the encounters if you wanted them, but. So that was me. I've kind of gone through all those three. We did get through most of the three pages.
We did get through three pages of content. Fucking hell.
Well, I could go through the stuff we missed if you want.
No.
Because there's stuff.
if we missed it, you can go and read it.
Is a pinnacle weapon? In four, it says that what they're going to do is pinnacle weapon and gear improvements.
Pinnacle meaning.
Or maybe a pinnacle weapon's like the. What are they called? The Masterworks.
Like the top tier weapons. Top tier weapons.
Maybe.
I guess.
Maybe.
That makes the most sense, to be honest.
Yeah. But again, they're being Bungie, they're being vague. And weapon slot and archetype improvements. Or as if I read it, it's archetype improvements.
Oh, have you spelled it right? The archetype.
An archetype. Yeah. So if you've got a bald exoskeleton, you can.
It's a hairpiece for an exo.
It's a slot. It's like a glamour piece.
I think we're done.
Yeah, I reckon we're done. Okay, one last thing. Overall, what do you give it out of 10? Go on, out of 10.
Out of 10, I give it a 7, I guess. I'm not giving it more because, like you said, there's nothing that looks really innovative in there. Mm. And like I said, it's giving us stuff that we should have had right from the start. So 7 out of 10 for effort and for the fact that I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with the rest of it. But could have been better. B plus. 7
B plus.
Yeah.
How about you, Sim?
8. I give it an 8. It's I think it's headed in the right direction. I think a lot of, like Kendo said, it's stuff. Yeah, maybe it should have been there at the beginning of D2, but it's coming now, and it gives us a lot of stuff to look forward to.
Yep. I think originally I gave it a 9, and it would have been more if the vault space.
Yeah, that's fucking enthusiastic.
But 9's enthusiastic, isn't it? Until I realised that. But I guess it's all about where your base was. And
see,
and
Bushman would have given it a 10.
They got a lot of shit to go.
Bushman would have given it a 10, but he's that person that says, no, no one's perfect, so I can't really give it a 10. So I got to go a 9.
Well, no. I think now reviewing it for a second time, I'd probably downgrade it a tad. There was no innovation. But I guess, again, I didn't expect them to be innovative. It's not time for them to do that. They need to fix the core stuff first. I'm a little bit disappointed that I didn't realize how far away it is, because fall, for me, is...
Now, Bushman, let me just challenge you on something there. You said now is not the time to be innovative. If the Infinite Forest had been something that people looked at and thought, now that is fucking brilliant, would that have changed something?
Maybe. What could they have done better? I saw there was a guy that actually made an Infinite Forest. If you kept going, it was really a really crappy Infinite Forest, but it showed how you could make it so it went forever. I don't know that I'd want to run around in that forest forever and a day.
No, but but nobody wanted to run around inside the fucking Archon's Forge. It was a single room, but it was actually something that you could go and grind for reasons for and go and enjoy doing it.
That's what I was going to get. I was going to get, for my soundboard, I was going to get Deej saying...
Here we go.
What did he say with the Rise of... Not Rise of Iron. Yeah, with the Rise of Iron stuff, with the Age of Triumph. What they say? It's going to be rewarding as heck.
I think he said, Guardian, stop using that fucking soundboard. It's a ridiculous piece of shit. I think it was that. I'm not sure.
If I can find that, I'll clip it.
And Bush, you said that a lot of stuff is still far away. One thing to keep in mind is most of this document that they put out is going to happen over the next few months. The latest update is going to happen in spring. They only outlined a little bit that's happening in fall. And they basically only had bullet points. Mm. They didn't go into a lot of detail. So a lot of the stuff that they outlined here is going to be coming within the next 2 to 3 months.
True.
So
I do agree
we have a lot.
And the stuff in fall is probably the shit that I hate the worst. Like, yeah, the dot points in there, it's just like, it's useless. Like, don't even bother. With the exception of additional Crucible prey lists, with Rumble, everything else is like Better Clan Rewards, Masterwork Exotics, Pinnacle Weapons Improvements, Trials Improvements, Shaders and Dismant. Like, they're all pretty minor, again, with the exception of Crucible.
Yeah. Most of the big updates are coming over the next 3 months, so we have a lot coming.
So maybe that will give them a capacity to innovate on top of the stuff they talk. So hopefully...
I fucking hope so.
We'll actually innovate something on top of all this.
What'll actually happen is during the summertime, they're going to get all that other shit feedback off of Reddit for the next 3 months, and we'll have another list of shit to talk about.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The other thing's interesting is they're bringing in private playlists or private Crucible stuff before they're bringing in like updates like with extra like playlists like Rumble. Obviously you can't play Rumble. Well, can you play Rumble PvP private? Could you do that?
I don't know, I can't remember.
I can't remember that you could,
if it's a 1v1, then technically it is Rumble.
A 1v1 be bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think you could do Rumble in D1. So maybe they should do that.
I think you could in private. Maybe. I don't know. I don't fucking care. It's not D1 anymore. I just want that shit here now.
And 6v6 is coming back. Great. I honestly thought that was not going to come. They said they wouldn't do it, and they said, oh, fuck you guys, you've said it so many times, we're going to listen. And so they backed down on something that's not worked, and I think that's pretty brave, to be honest.
So it's interesting. See how it goes.
Ah, Yeah, there's some big maps. There's like Distant Shore, or whatever it is, the new Distant, whatever it is now. There's some of the bigger maps, 6v6s should work for sure.
Fingers crossed.
I think we're dragging it out too long.
We are.
I'm going to be quick, Bush and Bob all over the place. How about you, Kendo Gibbo?
Kendo Gibbo on PSN, Kendo Gibbo 1980 on Twitter. No, it's the other way around. Fuck.
There goes the 10-minute outro again.
Yeah,
way to go, Kendo.
I'm not going to redo it. I'm just not going to redo it. Fuck it, I don't care. See you soon.
Fuck, if you're in Discord, you can find us. Just go to Discord, damn it.
Just go to Discord and so fucking DM
arms. We'll do one call to arms. So last week we did Patreon, this time go to Discord. And what's the Discord? Does anyone remember the way to get in?
Something about shagging your wife, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Capital M, little m, 85, UDF. There you go. Type it in. You can get in. Have some fun. Call to arms.
Get in. And
hey, that's a milestone. There's a milestone, call to arms. There you go.
Have you only just figured that out?
Yeah, just then. I got excited. Come on.
You're amazing, Bushman.
Oh, thank you. That's it. I'm going to clip that, and that's going to be on the sample.
Oh, wank!
You're amazing, Bushman.
How the fuck did I let you get away with that?
You're amazing, Bushman. I'm going to start that off next episode.
Oh, God. I hate you, Bushman.
No, that can stay in this episode.
Right. With that,
I'm good.
I think I'm done.
Catch you later.
Cheers. See you next week.
See you next week.